Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday night and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, everyone, I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Maglite Racing this Monday night. And on the other side here, we got my catch can man from Chi-Town, Mark. What's up?
Hi, Rowdy. Oh, feeling good, Rowdy. It's Monday night. We're getting to Rowdy, and we're ready to do the show.
And on the other line I got coming on is our Jack man, Jeff. What's up there, Jack man, Jeff?
Hey, Rowdy, how you doing? Just getting settled back in from an exciting race in Salem yesterday.
I'll tell you what, we tried to do a live broadcast, so just on the shoestring that we have, we had 12 minutes, which was pretty good, what we did have. So we're just going to work on it, guys, you know. We've got something started. We're just going to try to keep going on each race, see if we can't make it better. But, hey, I'm glad y'all got to go. Y'all got to be still excited from that race.
Oh, yeah, Rowdy. We had a great time. We had a little monkey wrench in the works this weekend, but other than the flat tire at the Speedway and the help of some race teams who came to our aid and literally was like doing a pit stop for a race team, and they helped us out, gave us the equipment, and next thing you know, we were on our way out the door and heading to breakfast.
No tire. One tire and no Sunoco gas.
That's right. No Sunoco gas. Just one tire, and it wasn't the quickest pit stop in the world, but it'll do.
Well, anytime you're changing a tire with an air tool in your hand, it's got to be a good day.
It helps a lot. And Jeff helped, you know, he gets the spare down, and that wasn't an easy task. I know that. And, just the whole, we thought we were sunk in the mud. We pulled out, and we realized we weren't sunk in the mud. So it happens. And with all the miles we put on, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. So this is our one-shot deal, and we won't have to worry about it for a while, I hope.
Well, guys, hey, we got Dalton Sargent coming up here at here in just a few minutes. And the winner of Salem, y'all got to witness that. What a race.
It was an interesting race, Rowdy. It kind of played out in segments, don't you think, Jeff? Kristen Eckes really dominated during the middle stages of the race, but Dalton pitted at the right time. Things kind of fell into his place. He was lapped down at one time also and came back to literally spank the field. So he put on quite an impressive drive yesterday, don't you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I do. I think the key yesterday was tires. Even when Kristen Eckes and Gustine tangled, and Christian X came in and got tires, he went straight to the front and led for the longest time, and his tires fell off, and then Dalton Sargent was able to get in for his tires at the right time, and it seems like the thing of the year is tires. Same with Chad Finley. He pitted when in Nashville. He pitted at the right time for four tires and went to the front and took the win. So I think these general tires this year, I think, has something to do with these wins for these drivers.
Well, you know, you shot me a picture. Right, you shot me a picture of the track, and I laughed and put something like sandpaper, and you text back, no, cheese grater. Is that?
That's right.
You could see a lot of rubber.
you could, Rowdy. That track is rough, and it just wore on tires. And like I said, tires was the key. You had the right tires at the right time and took them to the victory.
Well, everybody, all the drivers were bragging about how General Tires held up.
You know, Rowdy, for the amount of green flag laps they ran, and the tires held up quite a while. It wasn't until the end of that long green flag run that you started seeing them really slipping and sliding coming off the corners. A big call out to General Tire. That tire held up well, and it was a quick race. There's only a couple cautions, a lot of long green flag runs. That wears out tires. Jeff and I walked the front straight in turn one, and wow. It you just can't believe the tires last as long as they do. How about it, Jeff?
Yeah, that track is really rough. Like we said, it's like a cheese grater. So they did hold up for, you know, they fell off because they weren't going long green runs, and it was just the natural wear of the tire. It wasn't, you know, so, yeah, the tires was the key, basically, honestly.
Hey, I was amazed with the long green flags, wasn't ya?
You know what, Rowdy? It was like that last fall. I wasn't at the spring race, but last fall it went real quick like that also. Something about Salem, you get in a rhythm, everybody gets in a rhythm, and everybody behaves, and when you have good drivers, you can go long green flag runs like that because you're not having constant wrecks and spins and problems. So the professionalism of the drivers of ARCA is one of the reasons we have such long green flag runs.
Well, it was a lot of good long green flag. I bet it made for good, exciting racing. It was good listening to it online.
There were good passes.
Hey, Mark,
all day long, Rowdy. You know, everybody pulls and looks for the leader, but they were fighting from second on back. There were packs of cars battling for position all race long, and it kept it very interesting.
Hey, Mark, can you give us how the top 10 rundown on the Salem race was?
I sure can, Rowdy. Of course, our winning driver was Dalton Sargent, finished all 200 laps. Our second place, and let's give a nice little call-out to Gus Dean and Wintron Racing. Mr. Sawinski got the run that they deserve. They've been working really hard, and a second place to Gus Dean. And third place, how about Kyle Weatherman? Let's give a call-out to Kyle. What do you think? After that nice run we saw him a couple weeks ago at Nashville, he comes back and he does another good run here at Salem. The other Cunningham Ford of Shane Lee finished fourth. Fifth went to Austin Theroux in the Kenny Schrader racing car. And sixth went to Zane Smith. Seventh to Brett Holmes. Eighth to Kristen Eckes. Ninth to Tony Makarovich. And tenth to Travis Miller.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. Hey, listen, everybody, I want to bring on the winner of the Kentuckiana Ford Dealer 200, driver for Cunningham Motorsports, and the number 77 Ford, Dalton Sargent. Welcome, Dalton.
Hey, Rowdy, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate you coming back on. Your second time winner back on the show. Berlin last year, Salem this year.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool being able to get that win. Yeah, definitely a really tough race, but the guys at Cunningham Motorsports just brought an awesome 77 big-time Ford for us. And, you know, it was a long race and took a lot of patience and just really kind of racing the racetrack. But at the end of the day, everything kind of went as planned, and we kind of got a little bit lucky there towards the end, but it definitely you need some luck sometimes to be able to get the win, and that's what happened, and here we are.
Well, from what I hear, General Tire held up great at the track.
Oh, yeah. General Tire did a great job bringing some great short track tires. You know, definitely some really good racing at the beginning of the race. Everybody had, you know, fresh rubber, and then you know, the tires did exactly what they were supposed to do and fell off and, you know, made some great racing for the fans and everything. You know, you saw the car slipping and sliding around and everybody was fighting and battling. And, you know, one of the main things that we had been working on all practice there on Saturday, they gave us an hour, you know, qualifying got rained out. But we were just really working on kind of getting our car ready for the long runs. And we knew that, you know, this race might have gone for quite a long time, which it ended up doing. So, you know, we never got to make a mock run. So we started a little bit further back than what we wanted to, started in seventh. But at the end of the day, you know, just kind of using that extra time in the practice session that we were given to kind of get our car dialed in for the long runs is what really kind of helped us out. You know, some great calls by my crew chief, Chad Bryant, and then eventually being able to get the lucky dog there at the end of the race and kind of get back on the lead lap and be able to go out there and contend for the win.
Well, your name's in the book now at Salem. Now you got a real quick turnaround. Now you're going from a short track to the super speedway at Talladega. Luckily, that's in my backyard. That's a big transition. How do you try to adapt to that?
It's definitely exciting for me. I got the opportunity to race Talladega last year, and that was my first super speedway race ever, and it was a lot of fun for me. It's definitely going to be a quick turnaround. We actually got to jump on the road on Wednesday to head down there, but it's just something different. But you know, everybody's kind of got to change and adapt and get ready to go super speedway racing at Talladega, and it's really, I enjoy it quite a bit. To me, it's, you know, not so much about your car, but just a little bit more mental games and mental strategy that kind of plays off. And we had a good, strong finish at Daytona, finishing fourth, you know, solid top five to the start of the season. And, you know, we got some good momentum coming off this past weekend at Salem. So hopefully we'll be able to go out there at Talladega and make it two in a row.
Hey, Dalton, I'm going to turn you over to Mark. Mark, you're on with Dalton Sarge.
Hi, Dalton. Welcome back. I'm lucky enough to be able to witness live your win yesterday, and we were talking during the race on who was going to hit the right strategy and the tire time and everything, and boy, you guys just nailed it yesterday.
Yeah, we definitely got pretty lucky there at the end. You know, we were running in second place, and, you know, the 15 car had actually even lapped us. But, you know, running in second, there was nobody else for him to lap. So we were able to get the lucky dog there and kind of get back on the lead lap, which definitely really helped us out. A couple other guys kind of got caught down a couple of laps after they made some green flag stops. And, you know, I think one of the main things was that our car was just good enough to where, you know, we didn't have to come in under green flag conditions to make a pit stop and go a couple laps down. You know, that's just, you know, just kind of shows how hard all the guys at Cunningham Motorsports were working on our car, you know, kind of over the entire course of the year and just kind of getting ready to go to Salem. And it definitely paid off just kind of being able to go out there and run as consistently as we did for such a long time. And then just be able to get those four tires in the lucky dog spot and get back on the lead lap and go out there and race for the win.
Well, Dalton, I've always found it amazing at Salem with the surface of the track and the roughness of the track that you guys go around so quickly, so fast, yet there aren't any yellow flags. There weren't a lot of yellow flags yesterday, and what there were weren't for minor incidents for the most part, so it just shows how good the ARCA series is, and the drivers like you are in it. What's Salem like? Can you compare it to anywhere else? Is it a place all its own?
It's really tough to compare it to anywhere else. I mean, I'd really have to say it's a place all on its own. Maybe you could maybe compare 3 and 4 a little bit to Winchester, but 1 and 2 is definitely its own animal. You know, just the track is just so abrasive in 1 and 2, and you know, that's where people really start to kind of struggle and fall off. And overall, it was just, it's just such a unique racetrack. There's so much history there, and it's a really fun place to race as long as your car is decent. But once it starts kind of falling off a cliff, it's really tough. I can account to that from last year's fall race, where I was kind of in the same boat as everybody else. And, you know, kind of going into that, knowing how bad it can get towards the end of the race, I kind of used, my experience from racing Salem twice last year, you know, to kind of benefit me. and knowing not to go so hard out the gate, which I think some of the leaders did, and that's really kind of what hurt them a little bit, was just how hard they went the first 40 laps maybe, and it really hurt them come lap 100.
Well, there were tight packs of cars throughout the whole race, and you were involved with a few of those until later in the race, and the competition is so tough in ARCA, and congratulations to you in pulling it off yesterday. You and your team did a wonderful job, and I'm going to turn you over to Jeff. I think Jeff's got a couple questions for you too, Dalton.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dalton. Congratulations on your win yesterday. Hey, I want to touch base. You made your debut back in Salem last year. Do you think that had a little contributed to helping you win yesterday compared to some of these guys who haven't run there before?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just think the experience there from the two races that I ran at Salem last year is what really paid off, especially the fall race, really. You know, kind of looking at the race and at the field and knowing how high of a caliber of cars there were and, you know, how good all the drivers were that showed up. I was kind of guessing that there was about 10 cars that could have won the race. But at the end of the day, you know, I just kind of used some of the experience from the fall race last year when we had a really long green flag run, similar to what we had yesterday. And kind of, you know, after racing there last year in the fall, I learned that you can't go as hard out the gate as what some of the guys up front were doing. And, you know, I kind of just let them run away from me and eventually picked them all off one by one. And, you know, it was almost like the scene out of Days of Thunder where, you know, kind of Cole Trickle was getting yelled at for going too fast. And he said, you know, I'm not going fast. You know, the rest of the guys are just slowing down. And that's kind of the way our race went yesterday.
You also, I was reading some articles, and you, in some of the articles were written, you said this was a difficult race. And can you kind of talk about some of the difficulties of what made it during the race, took you to your win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously running 130 laps straight on one set of tires was really difficult. Obviously, the car started to slip around quite a bit at the end. You know, it was so bad for some of the other guys. They, you know, had to come in and pit on under green flag conditions just because of, you know, how big of a cliff some cars fell off. And, you know, I felt like we were fortunate enough to kind of save our stuff at the beginning of the race to where, you know, we had a more progressive fall off than some of the other guys. And that was really difficult. And then from there, really just kind of staying out of trouble. Obviously, when your tires are falling off that bad, it's kind of hard to manage the car, kind of passing people and stuff. And you got to be careful not to get into them and cause any cautions or any kind of wrecks or any damage to yourself that could eventually take you out of the race.
One more question for you. They're also saying it was like a major whipping on the field. Do you think it was that easy? Did it make it that? Was it that easy of a win, or did you really have to work for that win? Because some of the articles I'm reading are like, hey, Dalton Tardins put a whipping on the rest of the field. You lapped the whole field. Was it as easy as they make it sound it was? And you was your tires in the pit stop basically you think contribute to your win?
I mean, it definitely wasn't easy. I can tell you driving 130 laps on the same set of tires at Salem is not easy at all. You definitely got to hang on to your car, and it got real difficult to drive there at the end of that stint. So I wouldn't have called it easy, but we did get a little bit of a lucky break getting the lucky dog there. But you know, like I said earlier, everybody kind of needs a little bit of luck sometimes. And, you know, luckily yesterday just kind of fell our way.
All right. Thanks for your time, Dalton. Congratulations on your win again yesterday. And good luck in Talladega.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff.
There you
go,
Rowdy.
Dalton. Thank you, Jeff. Dalton, I thought that was a great call, man. Hang on as long and fight as long as you can on those tires. Great call, dude. I'm telling you, great call. That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't my call. It was all the crew chiefs. So I just got to say, you know, a huge thanks to everybody at Cunningham Motorsports and my crew chief, Chad Bryant, for kind of guiding me. And he was the one that was kind of – him and my spotter were really kind of just kind of pounding it into my head, race the racetrack, race the track. And that's what really helped me out.
Well, we've been following you. This is our second year, and even down in the late models. And you're doing awesome, dude. You got great things coming. I think you're going to be on the Rowdy Maglite show a couple more times, a few more times this year. on Monday night.
Yeah, awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Rowdy.
Hey, listen, if you'd like, throw out your sponsors, where they can follow you on social media, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, awesome. I just got to say a huge thank you to everybody at Big Time. You know, Mike Bassett for coming back on board with everybody at Cunningham Motorsports this year. It's just a huge help, and nothing would be possible without them. And also a huge thank you to my team owner, Briggs Cunningham, and his wife, Beth. You know, it's just an honor to be able to drive for them, and it's absolutely incredible, and just so thankful for all of it. And then everybody can follow along at Dalton Sargent on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. So thank you.
Dalton, congratulations again. I think you're at the right place at the right time, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend at Talladega.
Yes, sir. See you there.
All right. Thank you, Dalton.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
Well, guys, we got to pack up and head to Talladega now.
Ooh, well, Josie's going in for some minor things this week so I can get to next weekend. Yeah, Rowdy, it's going to be a busy time, and I know you got a lot going on to get there this weekend. So come Friday morning when we finally get together, we'll grab a little breakfast and go over our game plan.
Well, first thing you smell when you wake up in Talladega is bacon. So it's bacon and eggs and coffee.
You got it, Rowdy. You got it. We'll slip off and head off to our favorite place for breakfast one of the mornings.
Well, we got Leilani Muta coming on next. She's going to be driving at Talladega, and this is not her first race at Talladega.
No, we were lucky enough to meet with her in Daytona when she ran Daytona race, and wonderful gal, nice, nice person. You couldn't ask anything more from a race driver for attitude, her presence, her accessibility. Really a great gal. Look forward to being able to see her again this weekend at the track.
And it's, what are we down to? 3 days now, Mark.
We are, Rowdy. We got a lot to get done in these next 3 days, don't we?
Yes, we do. Hey, Jeff, I'm like you. I read probably the same article that you read, and they're like, oh, that was just a breeze for you. There's a lot to that race.
Yeah, it wasn't just one article. I think it was quite a few that I was kind of reading. They kind of made it sound he put a whipping on it and made it make it so easy that it wasn't like it was a breeze for him to win. But from what Dalton says, it wasn't as easy as they say it was.
Well, they didn't watch for the last end of the race, the last 20 laps.
No, you know, he was always in contention, and there were a few other cars in contention too, Rowdy, and Jeff and I were keeping an eye on him, and you know, like I said earlier, you weren't sure who was going to hit on it. Somebody was going to hit on the right time to pit, be in the right situation, be at the right track position, and just come out on top. And Dalton did. Was it an easy win? I don't think there really is an easy win in racing. Like he said, to go 130 green flag laps on the same set of tires at Salem is a feat all on its own.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah,
he
earned it. It was well earned. He's a good driver. And like you said, we've seen him in the ARCA cars. We've seen him in the late models. He's always competitive no matter where he's at. So hopefully we'll see him in a few more late model and ARCA races this year. And we'll enjoy him while he's at this level of racing, because I don't think he's going to be here too long.
Yeah. That's the sad part about ARCA. But the good part, they grow up to be bigger, better.
They do. You know, Chase Briscoe, Chris Buescher, just to name a couple. And there are a lot more, you know, from that. So, and even some of the other younger Cup drivers, they all have to get into their some of their experience, especially on the super speedways in an ARCA car. So ARCA is just a great stepping stone, but it's also a good series to run if that's what you're looking for. Guys like the Bashams or the Hiltons and a couple other teams like that, they're the backbone of ARCA. And we need them as much as we need the young superstars.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hey, while I got it on my mind, Jack Mangel there can testify this. MotorFest 2017 at Concord, North Carolina on Friday. It's May the 26th, autograph day. What a day, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an exciting day with some of the superstars and legends of the NASCAR era from today to way beyond and before.
Hall of Famers.
Exactly, Hall of Famers. You said it there.
It would be great if we could get down there, Rowdy. We've discussed it, but the feasibility of it is for me, it's very unlikely we can, but you never know. We've got a few weeks left. We'll see what happens. You never know what's going to pop up for us. So that would be quite the event to attend and be involved with, and to be able to be invited to even do our show on during the event was a great invitation. So we're looking forward to talking with Ed. If I'm not mistaken, we have him on next week, do we not, Rowdy?
Yes, we do. That's why I brought it up. Ed will be back Monday night. Well, let me make sure on the day. He will be back before the 26th of May. I believe it's next week.
Next week would be the 8th. So Monday the 8th, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, we've got time. We've got time. We're going to have that back on.
Well, he agreed to come back on. You know, I just would love to have time to go up there and spend the whole day, get there early.
Wow. What a heck of a day. And the best part of it all is it's free, Rowdy. Bring your lunch, bring your dinner, bring whatever, bring your beverages. I'm sure there's going to be stuff available there, or you would think that somebody take advantage of that crowd. So, but yeah, if you bring something along, you'll save yourself a buck or two, and you can just get those wonderful autographs. And you know what a what a one-time deal. I think this, I don't know if he wants to do this annually or not, but the inaugural one is always the best.
I think it's going to be an annual thing. Maybe it's an annual. Well, anyway, guys, y'all shook that off, and how do you sum up Salem? How do you sum up that Salem race?
Go on, Jeff.
What's that, Rowdy?
How would you sum up the Salem race?
A great race with a great strategy of long green flag runs and how to controlling your car to get to the end on used tires, to be able to get, you know, to get to your fresh tires and go for the win. It was great. It was a great race.
Mark?
Well, we pretty much saw Kristen Eckes dominate the middle stages of the race. And his strategy was very similar to Dalton Sargeant's strategy, except he did it much earlier in the race than Dalton did. And Christian was spanking the field, and nobody could touch him for a while either. So, yeah, the tires
I think Christian X's he was forced into his situation a little earlier with that spin with Gustin. And like Dalton said, he was leading and lapped him, and, you know, his tires wore out at the wrong time, where Dalton was able to come in and get his tires and basically pick up where Christian X left off.
Well, literally, Jeff, yeah, no doubt about it. We noticed right away, shortly after they pitted, he had the tires, who was the fastest on the track at that time. And you had a feeling of who was going to be the winner at that point also. Of course, until the checkered flag falls, you never know. But, yeah, Dalton showed some talent yesterday and showed a strong car and a strong drive.
Hey, guys, I'm going to stop and just play this little intro for next week.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
All right, Mark. Does that get you fired up?
Yahoo, Rowdy. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm ready to leave tonight, if I could. Couple
Rowdy,
more days, we'll be together, and we're going to have some good coverage of the race this weekend for everybody next week on the show. And, what's not bad about going to Talladega for a race weekend?
Well, listen, guys, I'm going to bring on our next driver. I got Leilani Mosher driving the 98 Chevrolet Vegan powered. Hey, Leilani.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite Show for your second time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Leilani, you know, I didn't expect you back at Talladega, but congratulations. That's my backyard, Talladega.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't expect myself to be back at Talladega. But we had a really good run at Daytona, and the people who backed me, a Well-Fed World and World Animal News, after Daytona said, you know, let's get back out on the racetrack. So I just was at the race shop today getting my getting a seat insert made for my car, just so my seat would be a little more comfortable. And yeah, we'll be loading up the race car tomorrow.
Well, I kind of tell our listeners about your vegan powered Chevrolet, your cows.
Yeah, so the vegan-powered car is something that I've really wanted to do for a long time. I actually started pitching this race car about 5 years ago and just wasn't able to put together the financial backing to get the car on the track. Veganism is obviously something many people do for all different kinds of reasons. Landon Castle is vegan. Spencer Pompelli and Sports Cars is vegan. There's quite a few other, you know, vegan athletes out there. Some people do it for their health. Some people do it for animal rights or environmental reasons. Those are the reasons why I'm vegan. I'm sort of a self-professed junk food vegan, so I eat all of the, you know, kinds of, maybe you would look at them as sort of unhealthy foods, like vegan macaroni and cheese and vegan ice cream and vegan chicken wings and all the kinds of things. We were serving a lot of that type of food at Daytona. It's certainly not unhealthy. It's healthier than, you know, eating regular meat. So you're eating a plant-based meat. So, for example, the chicken wings that we were serving at Daytona, you know, race fans kept commenting, I can't believe this isn't chicken. It tastes exactly like chicken. And they were really blown away that it was completely plant-based meat. But of course it was half the calories, half the fat, all of the protein and zero cholesterol. So, you know, for a lot of Americans who have struggles or have heart disease or diabetes in their families, you know, a lot of people move towards the plant-based diet just because it's a much healthier way to keep your arteries clean. And, you know, it obviously helps a lot with diabetes as well and different kinds of cancers. And so lots of people do it for health reasons. For me, I do it because, you know, I think a lot of us have seen the footage from factory farms and the incredible horrific and cruel conditions that the animals live in before they're slaughtered. And I didn't want to participate in that. So, you know, I gave up meat a long, long time ago, and I went vegan 5.5 years ago. It'll be 6 years in the summer. And, you know, the third reason that a lot of people will cite is environmental reasons. So, you know, more greenhouse gas emissions go into the atmosphere from raising animals for food than actually the entire transportation sector. And that is because methane is many, many times more heat trapping than carbon dioxide. So, you know, when you leave meat and dairy off of your plate, we all have a choice 3 times a day to do that. You're doing something good, not just for your own body and your own health, but also for animals and for the planet. So there's all kinds of reasons that people do it. And I'm just trying to get as much vegan food in front of the race fans as possible. And we had 10,000 fans visit our tent at Daytona over Daytona Speed Weeks. And I didn't hear a single person say they didn't absolutely love the vegan chicken wings and the vegan buffalo wings and the vegan meatballs we were serving people. And many commented that they could not believe that they were not eating meat. So, you know, when you can't tell the difference and you're not giving up any flavor and you're getting less fat and zero cholesterol and all the protein, I fail to see the argument against continuing to eat meat.
Hey, I can't argue with it at all on it, Leilani. I sure can't.
Did you get a chance to try any of the vegan food at Daytona?
No, dear, I sure did.
Okay, you'll have to come by my tent at Talladega.
Well, you know, we got to talk several times at Daytona, but we were busy the whole time. You know how the racing deal is. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm going to let Jeff go. I'm going to turn you over. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say we're going to have the vegan tent there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Obviously, Friday is a really busy on-track activity for us with practice, qualifying, and the race all in one day. But I will be at the tent on Saturday and Sunday all day leading up to the races. So I definitely expect you to show up and try some of my vegan food.
So you are going to be out on the midway. You're going to do the same thing at Talladega as you've done at Daytona.
Absolutely. Yep, we will be there. We'll be there all weekend.
Well, great. That's great. I didn't know you was going to be back out doing the same thing at Talladega.
Yep.
You got a place to go for lunch, Rowdy.
That's exactly right. That's what I said, wasn't it, Mark? We want lunch with you.
No, Leilani, this is Mark, and I want to congratulate you on being able to get the deal together for Talladega. What's it like if you had your choice? Would you rather run the short tracks or are those super speedways that much more special for you?
Oh, you know, I love just racing in general, you know, but for me, most of the sponsorship that's come, I guess my last 6 races if you count Talladega this weekend. So I've run Daytona, then Talladega. This is 2014. I ran Daytona, then Talladega, then Kansas Speedway, and then Chicagoland. Sorry, it was Chicagoland, then Kansas, then Daytona again. And then I actually didn't race the rest of 2015. And then this sponsorship sort of came about at the last minute when I was given an award and I talked about this dream of running the vegan car that I've had for so many years. And so it was kind of an unexpected thing. I was not sure if I was going to ever, you know, be able to raise funds to get back out there. And that was, of course, for Daytona and now Talladega. I'd love to be out there for a full season and run the short tracks and the super speedways. But, you know, oftentimes when, you get one-off deals or two races at a time, you know, of course the sponsors want to be at the tracks that are airing on television and the tracks that have the bigger viewers. So I understand why, you know, most of the sponsorship that's come through has been for those bigger tracks because they attract bigger numbers on TV and there's more people in the stands. But, you know, my hope is to be driving full time in a car next year. And that's what I'm meeting with people now about sponsors and hopefully some backers to be able to actually run out there for a full season and run for Rookie of the Year. It's just not been in the financial deck, so to speak, for me recently. So it's tough, you know. Racing is an expensive sport, so it's hard to get out there at all. And I'm thankful that, you know, I got to run Daytona. We had such a good run there, and I'm really looking forward to Talladega. I've raced there once before in the Blackfish car back in 2014. We also had a really good run. So I'm hoping that we can have another good run under my belt at Talladega. This will just be my second race there. But I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, since I've run a lot of those super speedways, I'm really comfortable, out there in the draft, and, hope to make the best of it this weekend. And maybe, you know, there has not been a female winner in the ARCA Racing Series yet. So I am hoping to end that record this weekend.
Well, we're hoping you do also, because it would be an extremely exciting win and popular win. So we're hoping you do your best and you get in the draft, and with those last few laps, something happens for you and you never know. You could be in the first place car.
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Well, let's get back to your sponsorship a little bit, please. Jeff and I are former chefs, and the vegan lifestyle is of great interest to us, as, you know, being in the food industry.
Yep.
But it's difficult to get the taste, the texture, the mouthfeel. There's so much to getting in, and I'll admit I'm probably not as good at keeping up with it as I should, but I'm looking forward to being able to try what's going to be available to us at the 10 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's really good. I think you'll be shocked. You know, I had plenty of fans. If you scroll back on my Facebook feed, I did some live videos from the tent with race fans that were just, they could not believe they weren't eating chicken. They've gotten really good at, you know, essentially every time you're eating protein, if it's coming from an animal, that protein originally came from plants. And so when you're vegan and you're just taking the plant protein and you're putting it right into, you know, forming like a chicken wing and putting the same seasoning that you put on, you know, the dead animal, it really, they've gotten so good at it really just tasting exactly the same. And none of the race fans were like, oh, this doesn't taste like chicken. Over and over, all I heard people saying was, I can't believe this isn't chicken. It tastes exactly like chicken. In fact, one of my Venturini crew members, because Venturini Motorsports went vegan for the weekend, and, you know, Kathy Venturini was cooking all vegan food for us, and one of the crew guys came into the hauler on race day and was chowing down on a chicken tender, you know, and dipping it in our vegan ranch dressing, and had no idea he was eating vegan, and looked at Kathy Venturini and said, okay, where's this vegan food? And she kind of laughed and looked at him and she said, you're eating it. And he was like, no way, this is chicken. She was like, no, it's not. That's a completely plant-based chicken tender. So, and we were also serving meatballs. I mean, if I were to show you my fridge, I think you'd be surprised at how easy it is. I mean, I've got beef sliders, I've got beef tips, I've got ground beef, I've got chicken tenders, I've got fish fillets, and these are all plant-based versions of what you're used to, but it tastes just the same. In fact, I was at Venturini Motorsports a couple days ago. I saw Jeff McClure when he was my crew chief for Daytona. A couple weeks before the race, I went shopping and I bought all this vegan food, and I filled up a couple of grocery bags for he and his family. And I brought him, you know, ice cream and all these different kinds of vegan cheeses and vegan ice creams and vegan meats. And so when I saw him at the race shop a couple of days ago, I said, "Hey, have you been eating vegan lately?" And he said, "Yeah, I actually just had, you know, vegan tacos the other night. They're so good." And you know, that's the vegan ground beef. And, you know, you can ask, if you don't believe me, ask Jeff. He just said, you know, "I can't believe it tastes exactly the same." So when it tastes exactly the same and it's much healthier for you and you're avoiding all that cholesterol and all of that fat and you're getting all the protein, it just makes so much sense, especially because so many Americans are, you know, suffering with heart disease and diabetes and obesity. And it's, you know, just by simply switching out your chicken from regular chicken to vegan chicken, right there you can eat as much chicken as you were eating before, but you're getting half the calories and half the fat, yet you still retain all of the protein and zero cholesterol. So it's just it just makes so much sense for people. And, you know, a lot of the guys in the shop have started going vegan and vegetarian. One of my crew guys is vegetarian now. One of the guys who's helped out at our race shop, who works on a cup team, he's been vegan for years. I think he may have even been vegan longer than I have. So it's really kind of taking off, and I really hope that you will keep your word and come by my tent and have a free lunch on me, and I think you will be absolutely shocked when you take your first bite.
Well, I'm looking forward to being shocked, Leilani, and just talking about all this wonderful food you're talking about. We haven't had dinner yet, so it's just working on my appetite terribly.
Well, you can have all the free vegan food that you want. I hope you'll swing by the tent. I think we're going to do the same things that we had at Daytona. So we'll have vegan buffalo wings, we'll have vegan chicken tenders, and we'll have vegan meatballs. And they were all a huge hit at Daytona. And, yeah, I mean, when it's just so easy like that, you know, I just buy this stuff pre-made. So it's just frozen. You can get it at Target. You can get it at Walmart. That was like the second thing that would come out of race fans' mouths after they tasted it was, "Where do I get this?" You know, and I think they thought they were going to have to go to some special store. And I just say, no, you can get it at Target and Walmart and Food Lion and, you know, just all your normal grocery stores. You don't have to go anywhere special. And that really surprised a lot of the fans as well. So, yeah, it's just getting easier and easier to be vegan. And my husband and I have been vegan for over 5 years now, and we're both really healthy and happy, and I feel like it's one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life.
Well, I'm looking for something to help me out a little bit. I have to lose some weight, and with my age, it probably is important to do and get rid of some of my bad habits. So, like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to drag Rowdy along if I have to drag him, but I don't think I will have to do that. He'll be right on my side, and we'll dig right in. Thanks so much. I'm going to turn you over to Jeff now, and we will see you this weekend at Talladega.
Okay, see you at Talladega.
Thanks, Leilani.
Cheers.
Hi, Leilani. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on your career best at Daytona. Doing such a good job at Daytona, did that help get you the sponsorship to go on to Talladega this weekend?
I think it did. You know, we had such a good run, and we got a lot of coverage, you know, and I mean that's just how it goes in racing, right? If you're running well and you're running up front, then that helps you get more exposure. And I've been out there before. I remember Chicagoland. It was my first mile and a half race 2014. It was my first mile and a half speedway in like 4 years, and I finished on the lead lap. I finished 12th, and you know, worked so hard, and then like came home and watched the tape race, and I didn't get a single mention, and like my car was never seen, and I was just crushed for the sponsor, you know, because you never know, you know, what sort of exposure you're going to get for them. But obviously for me, when my races tend to be, you know, one-off sponsorships, I always think, okay, this could be my last race. Every time I race, I thought it was my last race at Daytona in 2014. And then I thought Talladega might be my last race. And then I got another one-off deal at Chicagoland. And then the Kansas deal was actually two races. That was the first time that I had more than a one-race deal in a long time. And I had sponsorship for Kansas and Daytona in February of 2015. And so I really thought that could have been my last race. And then this came up, and it's just, you know, you try so hard every time to get as much exposure as you can. And yeah, so I was really extremely happy when I watched the race from this past Daytona and saw that, you know, hey, I got my sponsor some good exposure, and they talked about the car, and you know, some of the people had even come by our tent and tried the vegan food, and so they were talking about that. And I think they saw how popular the tent was and what a great response that we got. And so really right away, the following week after Daytona, you know, they were already calling and saying, this isn't over yet. Let's try and put another race together. So I'm extremely excited, and I hope I can do them proud again this weekend. And you never know, maybe it could lead to more races. I think it's kind of funny because I thought of all the cars that I've run and all the causes that I've had out there. The one car that I probably thought was just going to be a one-off race was the vegan car. And now it looks like that one could be the one that actually keeps continuing and lives on beyond just a couple of races. So that's my big hope. But I'm just going to go out there and do my best. And I know they gave me a great race car. I was at the shop today and it just looks beautiful. And, you know, obviously I'm super thankful to these two nonprofits that came forward to help me, World Animal News and A Well-Fed World, that they made Daytona possible and now they're making Talladega possible. And I want to put that car in victory lane so bad and hopefully earn my spot to keep racing and to not always think every race that I run is my last race, because that's sort of a tough mindset to be going into every race with, I think.
About your sponsor, it's the Vegan Powered, but it's A Well-Fed World and World Animals. Are those two different organizations, and if they are, can you kind of explain about them?
Yes. So A Well-Fed World was the first one to step forward for Daytona, and they are a nonprofit that started out of Washington, D.C., and what they do is they combat human hunger issues by bringing in plant-based vegan foods. So the concept behind it is to reduce suffering, not just among animals, but also among people. So they kind of, you know, their point is that these are two things that are really unneeded in the world at this time. Humans should not be going hungry anywhere in the world, you know, and there is no need when we can get all our protein from plants for us to be, you know, abusing and raising animals in such cruel conditions. So they kind of combat those two types of suffering both at once. And then World Animal News is sort of like, I like to describe them as like the CNN of like animal news. So they only cover animal issues, and that could be anything from news about, you know, banning ivory in foreign countries and local things that go on here. For example, there was just a big bill in California that would have banned puppy mills, so it would have made it so that all the pet stores would be using animals that were rescues rather than animals that could have been bred at puppy mills. So they cover everything from domestic animals to wild animals, animal conservation. And, yeah, they're kind of just like a CNN, but just for animal stuff. And there is so much going on in that world. I think in general, you know, humans are waking up and realizing, hey, you know, there's all these beautiful animals that we share the world with. We're losing a lot of them. We're living through the sixth mass extinction of species right now, where species are blinking out at a rate that's about 1,000 times faster than the natural background rate. And that's due to habitat destruction and climate change and ocean acidification. And really, it's, you know, it's due to the human impact on our planet. And I think, you know, people are starting to realize, hey, I don't want my kids or my grandkids to grow up in a world that doesn't have any elephants left in the wild, that doesn't have any lions or cheetahs. Like, how sad is it if we lose all of these animals because we're not protecting them and we're not taking care of our planet and of their habitats? So I think the world is, you know, they're ready to sort of grow up a little bit and treat the world with a little bit more respect and treat the animals that we share it with more respect. Because if we don't do that, you know, I don't want to live in a world that doesn't have coral reefs, that doesn't have wild elephants and tigers. I mean, that's some of the things that makes our world so amazing and thrilling. And it's really sad to me that we're losing them so quickly. So I hope that I feel like there's a lot of momentum on the side of animal rights right now. You know, SeaWorld has lost a lot of market share since Blackfish came out. I think they lost something like $3 billion in market share the day that Blackfish aired on CNN. And they've never recovered from that. That was a couple years ago. You know, Ringling Brothers has banned and will retire all of their elephants, stop using any sort of animals in their circuses. So I think in general, the public is waking up and saying, hey, you know what? I love orcas, but that doesn't mean I want to see them jumping through hoops in a tiny pool. I'd rather see them free and in the wild like they're meant to be, swimming hundreds of miles. And if I want to interact with them, then I'll have to get on a boat and go see them, or I'll have to turn on Discovery Channel or National Geographic, you know, and see the footage that the marine biologists are getting. But I don't want to go to a stadium that's got a pool in the middle and, you know, have these whales that are normally free to swim hundreds of miles with their families, you know, isolated and jumping and going in circles. It's just, it's people are waking up, I think, to cruelty more and more and starting to reject that. And that's why you're seeing, you know, Ringling Brothers ban the elephants and retire them, because they know, like, the public mindset has changed and people don't look at it the same way as they did 10 or 20 years ago. So I have a lot of, you know, hope for humanity just treating the world and the animals with more respect.
All right. I think it's a great cause you're doing. I know my daughter would love to talk to you, because she is a person. She did a paper back years back about slaughtering of animals and stuff like that. And she became a vegetarian and tried to become a vegan. I know it's hard to be a vegan, but I'm sure it's easier these days than it was years ago to be a vegan. But I'm sure it's probably a kind of a hard little lifestyle to be in, but I'm sure it's easier today in society.
It absolutely is much, much easier now. And I would be happy to, you know, Tommy can connect us. I'd be happy to talk to her and give her advice on, you know, all the things that I've found. Obviously, I've tried. My husband, he's from New Zealand, and so he grew up in a country that ate a lot of meat and cheeses. So I've sort of, my husband and I have become experts in, like, what are the best vegan meat substitutes and the best vegan cheese substitutes and our favorite ice creams. And, like, I'm happy to offer any kind of advice that I can to her. Will she be at Talladega?
No, she won't, and I won't be either. She's in college right now. She's getting ready to graduate. She's going down for animal science. She's a animal science freak, and so Yeah, she's getting ready to graduate this in a couple of weeks. So I got some things with my kids in school, so I won't be able to make it down to Talladega, sorry to say. So,
okay, well, I'm happy to, you know, Tommy Venturini can connect us via email, and I'm happy to talk to her and offer any sort of advice can, because it is for sure. Like, I look back and I think, wow, people that were vegan 20 years ago, it would have been really hard. But now, you know, Breyer's ice cream and Ben and Jerry's make vegan ice creams. And, you know, I can go to the store and get vegan creamer for my coffee, whether it's made from almond or cashew or coconut. There's all different kinds of options out there. You know, I was just at Food Lion, which is not, you know, it's not like a Whole Foods where you go for healthy stuff. And they had all of the vegan mayonnaises and all of the, you know, vegan meat substitutes that I eat. So it's just getting easier. It's gotten more mainstream. I know veganism in the past has sort of been like, people look at it as like sort of a fringe or like an extreme group. But I think that's changed a lot. I really do, because I'm seeing it everywhere. In fact, Target was noticing that they were selling so much of the vegan meats that they ended up getting into the market themselves. So they have their own internal brand now that competes with the other vegan meats that is just a Target brand. So it's gotten much easier, and I'm happy if you want me to connect with her to offer her any sort of help I could give.
All right, I appreciate it, and I will let her know. And I just wanted to wish you good luck this week in Talladega, and hope this will carry on for some more races and later in the season for you.
Thank you. I hope so, too. I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Roddy?
Thank you. Thank you, Leilani. What a powerful message. I'm telling you. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend at Talladega.
Okay, I'm going to be really upset if I don't see you guys at my vegan tent.
All right, we're going to be there, Leilani, no problem. Aren't we, Rowdy?
Okay, it's a deal.
We'll be there. Leilani, tell everybody your sponsors and where they can follow you on social media.
Okay, great. Yeah, so my website is just leilani.green, and if you go there, it'll link to – I'm on 3 social medias. I know everybody's doing – Snapchat, I haven't done that yet, so I do the more old school ones. I do Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are the 3 social medias that I do, and I know Snapchat's all the rage and everybody's doing it, but I can't bring myself at this age to learn another social media outlet. if you just go to leilani.green, you can find the links to all of those. And then my sponsors, World Animal News is one of my sponsors, and the other one is A Well-Fed World. And if you go to leilani.green, you'll see the links to their pages right there on the homepage. And please, you know, if you are moved by any of these messages, it would be so appreciated if you would go and, you know, like their pages and thank them for what they're doing. They're trying to make the world a better and a kinder place for humans and for animals. And I think that's something that everybody can get behind. You know, nobody wants to see animals abused, and nobody wants to see people going hungry in this day and age. So they're really good people, and I'm so excited to have one more race with them. And I am going to do my best to put her in victory lane.
Thank you, Leilani. See you Thursday.
Okay, see you Thursday. Bye.
Good night. All right, Mark.
What a great guest she is. I wish we could have her on every week, and she's got such a powerful message, like you said, Rowdy, and just a nice person on top of that. Well-educated, well-spoken. I'm surprised sponsors haven't taken advantage of that situation. They should. She should be racing more often. She's a good little racer. So I'm looking forward to seeing her this weekend, and I'm looking forward to trying some of the vegan food that I probably should have been trying a while ago. So Let's give her a shot, Rowdy. We got a lunch date.
Sounds like a deal, Bart. See you at 10 on Friday.
We'll be there, Rowdy. We're going to get there Friday. Maybe we'll go Friday and Saturday, Rowdy. Who knows? But looking forward to meeting her, up with her, and seeing a good race at Talladega and seeing all our other good friends at Talladega that we don't just get to see so often. So it's going to be a good weekend, Rowdy. It's going to be a good weekend.
Well, all right. Hey, we got Brett Holmes Racing Report coming up here, and I'm going to bring Jason in. How you doing tonight, Jason?
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight?
Hi, Jason. Good to hear from you again.
Oh, it's good to be on, guys. Hey, you guys smell that in the air? It's Talladega week. What y'all know about it?
I can smell the campfires burning already.
It's Talladega week, guys. It's Brett Holmes Racing's coming home. It's our homecoming, everything you want to call it. The weather's going to be beautiful. The Alabama gang back in swing. Everybody's going to be here. It's going to be a fantastic week, and we are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing you guys there.
We're going to be there.
Well, we're looking forward to being there.
No doubt. No doubt, guys.
Brett finished seventh at Salem, and now we're moving up to the Super Speedway.
Right, right. So, of course, you know, last weekend, yesterday, man, time flies, right? Yesterday, you know, we go to Salem. We have a good car this weekend at Salem, guys. We really were really impressed with where our car was on Sunday compared to Saturday. Of course, after qualifying was canceled due to the weather, we had to do it on practice times. And in practice, the car was pushing tight in the center, similar to the problem we had in Nashville with the car. But Brian Berry and the crew made a big swing at it on Saturday night, and we had a hot rod on Sunday. Went from 12th to 7th to 6th in a matter of a few laps. And we were running our race. We were riding around, and we were waiting to play some pit strategy out there and get four tires and make a run with it. We believed we had a top three car. And, you know, we had the incident happen. You know, that it Brett was giving plenty of room right there in one and two, and we had an issue there. But we'll move on from it. You know, seventh place isn't too bad. It's not the points finish we wanted. It's not the race finish we wanted. We feel like we could have competed. You know, we passed Sargent, we passed, you know, the Cunningham cars and the Venturini cars, and we were making our way towards the front. Things happen, that's racing, but we'll put it behind us and move forward. You can believe that Brett and the gang, they weren't too happy at the end of the day yesterday, but we'll move forward. But the best thing about leaving Salem yesterday was the fact that we're coming home to Alabama. It's our race. It's our race to lose. We got a hot ride this week, Brian Berry and the crew, and they've put together a fantastic car. We had a good run at Daytona in the Speedway car, and we feel like we got a hot rod this weekend. So it's going to be a great week. We got, you know, just being back home with the local media and all of our local sponsors like Southern States Bank and Veterans Oil and Pelham Truck Lines out of Birmingham. You know, they're all helping us out. We're going to have a ton of people at the race. We're going to have a section in the stands that if you're a Brett Holmes Racing fan and you're listening right now, OV Hill South, section D, E, and F, so Center Tri-Oval. We're going to try to get all of our fans down there and kind of centralize them and everybody wear their blue Brett Holmes Racing shirts and kind of hang out. And let's pull on the 23 to Victory Lane, you know, and we really just appreciate everybody that's going to come out and support us this weekend. And, you know, there's nothing better than being back home in Alabama and running at the track that, you know, I grew up at and Brett grew up across the street running dirt cars. And, you know, it's just growing up 5 minutes from it. You know, this is where we want to be, and we feel like we got a competitive car this weekend. So it's going to be a good week, guys. What y'all say?
You got the great pace there. It's everything's right there for him, Jason.
I mean, we really believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. What about Mark?
Oh, Brett had a. I thought he had a good run yesterday, with his, with the exception of his little skirmish in 1 and 2, like Jason said earlier. It's a tough track, and I think he pulled it off well, and it's great experience for him, and I hope he takes what he learned yesterday and uses it in the future. And I think in come the fall race, we'll see a much better performance from Brett.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, guys, we ran third there last fall. You know, we can't control what other cars do to us in the race. So, I mean, Brett had a good car. Racing luck can either go your way or it can't go your way sometimes. I mean, that's just whatever the racing guys decide, I guess. But, you know, that's racing right there. Rowdy, you guys know that. I mean, that's just racing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't go against the racing gods. It's one, either one way or the other with them.
Exactly.
Well, Jason, we're looking forward to being down in Talladega this weekend and seeing you. I'm not an Alabama boy, so I'm one of those northern carpetbaggers coming down to cause some problems. But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you, man. The greatest thing about Talladega is we bring – it's a melting pot of people from all over the United States. It's the biggest and baddest track in the world. The partying is amazing. I mean, Rowdy knows. We got it figured out down here in Talladega, Alabama. This is the best track in the world. I could put it up against anything in the universe. There's nothing like Talladega.
I guarantee.
The infield on a weekend evening at Talladega is an experience all its own, and almost worth the price of admission just to view that. So, yeah, it's a heck of a good time. It doesn't get much better than Talladega on a racing weekend, does it?
It does not. And you know what, guys? Just a little spin for the track. Since we do so much with the track, I just want to kind of get on there and push what they're doing this weekend. You know, you got the big one on the Boulevard on Friday night. So if you're in Talladega at all this weekend, you know, you're staying in Birmingham, you're staying in Anniston, Oxford, any of the surrounding areas, come on down Friday night. The big one on the Boulevard is the biggest, baddest party in the world. I promise you, it's a lot of fun. They do a Mardi Gras-style parade and some different things like that. And then it's also Cinco de Mayo on Friday, so it's Cinco de Dega. And they're going to have a bunch of events for that. And then Saturday night, we got the Charlie Daniels concert. That's going to be fun. That Saturday night concert's always a blast. And then you got the ARCA race Friday, and then you got the other races throughout the weekend. But, I mean, if you haven't been to Talladega, anybody listening out there, if you haven't been to Talladega, you got to come down. You got to check it out. You got to come hang out with us Alabama folks, because we know how to party, and we know how to have a good time, and we know how to race cars. And while you're down there, why don't you pull for the number 23 Veterans All Southern States Bank Chevrolet in that ARCA race, and we'll bring them home to Victory Lane, what y'all say?
That sounds like a plan to me.
I hear you, Rowdy.
Jason, tell us where everybody where they can follow him. Brett, keep in touch with you on social media.
Oh, yeah. So you know, we got our new website I've been talking about for the past few weeks, www.brettholmes.com. Our Brett Holmes Facebook page, which is just Brett Holmes Racing. Just look it up on Facebook. And then you got Brett Holmes_2 on Twitter, and you got @BrettHolmes. On Instagram. So any of the social media things, the website, the Facebook page, they're all great sources. We'll have tons of news coming out of Talladega week. We'll have a ton of stuff that we're doing with the track. We got an event later in the week with the track to unveil, you know, some other things about the race. And, you know, we'll keep you posted. Y'all just stay tuned to all of our sites, the ARCA website, everything. We'll keep you updated. And we're going to have a good week at Talladega. So, I appreciate you guys for having me on, and I'll see y'all this weekend, okay?
Looking forward to it, Jason. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You got it.
Hey, congratulations, too, Jason, on graduation.
Oh, thank you, Rowdy. I appreciate it. Yeah, Jacksonville State University, it's a great place. It's right up the road from Talladega, and I was very privileged to get a degree from there, and thank you. I really do appreciate that personally.
Yeah.
Oh, big congratulations to me off. That's an accomplishment. Good for you.
Well, thank you, guys. I really do appreciate it. You know, I enjoy being on your show, and hopefully we'll have many more weeks. And, hey, hopefully next week we'll have Brett on after that Victory Lane. Yeah.
Monday night Victory Lane. We're waiting for him.
Oh, he's going to be there sooner or later, guys. I can promise you that. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
We know it, Jason. We know it. See you. Have fun.
All right. Bye. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Hey. He's got the total package. It can happen.
He's got a bright future ahead of him, Rowdy. He just needs that experience, and he's getting it, and he's going to be on the show again, and he's going to be on the show in Victory Lane, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, of course, it's the Brett Holmes Racing Report on Monday nights after the race, so it'll be next Monday night. We'll have Jason and probably someone off the team, Brian, crew chief. Hopefully it's Brett.
That would be, well, I know you'd love that, Rowdy. Your hometown, be a hometown hero, and what a big win that would be for another Yellow Bama gang boy. So, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. You just never know.
Yeah, in Victory Lane.
That's right. Well, I'm looking forward to coming down, Rowdy. I'm going to miss Jeff not being with me. I miss hearing his snoring as we're driving down the interstate. So, yeah, Jeff, you're always missed when you're not on the road with me. And we're looking forward to the race we're going to on Sunday up in Madison.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed I can't be there, but, you know, I got to take care of things here.
That's
I'm a little jealous of you guys.
Yeah, you got to take
care
of
things. Well, we always have the fall, too, Jeff, so we'll see how that goes.
We got a whole summer
of racing to check out. I was just kind of going through the calendar a little bit, and we could be really busy. We could be in trouble. We could be so busy with races this year. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to covering. I think we're going to get 95% of the ARCA races this year. So 90% at least. So we're going to give a good coverage of what's going on this year, Rowdy.
Well, we're headed to the fourth race in ARCA. I think it'll be the fourth race on the schedule.
And it's a crapshoot. I couldn't pick a winner if you asked it. If you told me to pick a winner for $1 million, I couldn't pick a winner, Rowdy. It's such an open race. It's unbelievable.
I'm just thankful we've had the last three winners on the show.
I am, too. Let's hopefully we can keep it 100% this year. People like to be on the show. The show is known now, and I'm a big part because of you. And the more we get to the track, I think the bigger fan base we get, Rowdy. So, yeah, we're gonna keep getting out to the track. We're gonna keep doing what we're doing, and we're gonna build this fan base of this little show that you've got here.
Well, it's clicking. We hanging on. We're doing good. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah.
What's that, Roddy? I said, what you think? What you got to close on tonight?
Well, I hope you guys enjoy yourself. I'm kind of a little jealous after hearing everything tonight, so I'm going to wish I could be there, but I can't, so I'm sorry I got to miss it. You guys have fun and enjoy yourselves without me.
Well, I sit here all by myself this weekend running. Hey, I appreciate y'all trying to do what we did Sunday at the pits, getting word somewhat. It didn't work like we planned, but you got to start somewhere. Like, you know, we're done talking about that.
We're going to get it.
That's right. Hopefully we've got several more races to go to get it. Mark, what you got to close on tonight?
Well, it was a good racing weekend at Salem. We lucked out with the weather because yesterday it was raining north of the track, south of the track, east and west of the track. Weather was all around us, and it stayed just dry enough to get the race in. And I believe shortly after Jeff and I left the track, it started raining within 45 minutes of us leaving. So we pretty much had weather all the way back home, and it's just one of those weekends. So glad we got it in. Looking forward to Talladega. That's always a lot of fun, hooking up with you. Jeff, I'm going to miss you, buddy. Like I said, your snoring keeps me awake on the way down to the races, so you will be missed. But we got an ARCA Midwest Tour race on Sunday at Madison International Speedway in Oregon, Wisconsin, Rowdy. 200 laps, live pit stops. It's going to be a good race, and I'm going to head back Saturday after the Talladega races so I can make it up there on Sunday. And pick up Jeff on the way, and we'll have at least one race weekend in this week. So looking forward to that.
I hear you. Windshield time.
Well, it's the time of year, Rowdy, and we haven't even really gotten into the season yet. Wait till June and July roll around.
Yeah, you're right. And what's some guests tonight, hey? Dolphin Sergeant Leilani?
Dalton's really grown up in the past year. He's changed a little bit, and for the better. That maturity is there that maybe wasn't there last year, and that's going to help him this year too. And Leilani, she's just a great guest. I wish we could have her on every week and make it real easy for you, for all of us to have her, because of she's a good speaker, articulate. She wants to get her cause out there known. So, great lady. Hope to have her on with. She could be on next Monday night for all we know, Rowdy.
Hey, they have the piece there to do it. That 98 car is an awesome. It's fast. It's fast. Hey, I don't.
Those Trini cars generally are, and yeah, she's got as good a shot at it as anybody.
Absolutely. Well, all right, guys. Don, you got anything on close in here? You hanging on there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here. Yeah, no, I just I looked. There's 38 cars entered so far for the ARCA race in Talladega. And
good field.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a real good field, you know. You know, and there is I can't go into details, but there's a Don entered to drive the Wayne Peterson car. So I got my fingers crossed.
We will,
you know,
Don. We will.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing
you
this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You know, you coming down Thursday or Friday?
I'll be down Thursday night, early Friday morning.
Okay, all right, that'll work. Well, you know where we are.
Yep, Rowdy's I got his phone number, and he'll direct me on in, guys, and looking forward to it.
All right, same place.
Same time,
guys.
Same place, race.
All right.
All right, everybody. Hey, I'm going to end on this little closing note, and I'll see y'all next Monday night after what we go through.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race.
This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.